one of the ones that, as I'm sure you all know, for me, that I'm passionate about is the Old Town area. So joining me today is an Old Town member who's been there almost since the beginning of its revival, and that's Mr. Jim Fisher. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Jim, how long have you been in Old Town?
I believe, if I do my math right, which is difficult for me sometimes, it's going to be 21 years this August.
And what drew you to buying a historic home in that neighborhood?
Well, it's actually a pretty good story. We lived on Griswold Street for when my wife and I were first married and had children, and we started looking for other houses. And Michelle, my wife, would actually push the stroller around with the babies in it, and her and Kim, you know, would wander around, and they would watch the house that we now own being renovated by the former owners. And she would actually sneak up on the porch and paste her face on the window and look inside the window and just absolutely fell in love with this house. And she just kept telling me about it. And then it went up for sale. And we were able to purchase it and make it our home. And it's been an absolutely wonderful home for us for the past 20 years.
You know, in all disclosure out there, and I know you know this, at the same time that was going on, I was living up on the corner of Garfield and Gratiot, trying desperately to get that house sold so I could buy your house when it went up for sale.
Yeah, I know.
And and unfortunately, well, not so much so, because now, you know, I'm in the neighborhood now, and you guys have done some great stuff to the house and continuing to work on it, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Jim, what was the neighborhood like when you first moved into, and you're on Court Street, so
correct.
What was the area like when you first moved in there?
Well, actually, we experienced some stuff that we had never experienced before in when we actually sat for the closing of the house. So we're in the old bank building downtown, and we're waiting for the closing, and then we're actually handed a letter, and they said, well, here's a letter from one of the residents. And it was from Judy Kirkpatrick, and it was this incredible introductory letter that listed some of the former owners of our home, the children that lived there and how they grew up, the other people that lived in the neighborhood and who they were, and it was just this absolutely welcoming letter. I have never, ever lived in a neighborhood that was more open and more friendly than the one that we live in now. There's been some changes. Some people have come, some people have gone, but that sense of community and camaraderie that we have in the Old Town has never, ever gone away.
Now, I have addressed City Council a few times in regards to Old Town, and specifically you and some other folks that I've kind of dubbed the urban pioneers, because the neighborhood and the area in there was also had some rough elements going on at the time when you moved in there. Correct.
Actually, we moved in right at the very, very tail end of that.
Okay.
And so the spotlight had already been focused on the neighborhood. Back in the 90s, there was a gang element that was in Port Huron area that was trying to settle into that area. There were some people that were true urban pioneers a little before us that moved in and really pushed back against that. They got the grants, the facade grants, started us on the path of getting the historic home designation that we have now, the historic district. And really fought hard to get that. The neighborhood cleaned up vastly and dramatically. And with the new streetlights that got put in, the new street paving that got put in, the focus on the sidewalks, some of the homes that had porches removed had the porches put back on, which gave a much more house-like and a homey feel to the neighborhood. It was a really exciting time to move in. Like I say, I don't want to say we fell into it, but we were really the beneficiaries of coming in right at the tail end of what was going on. We helped with the historic research to get the designation, which I believe is the first residential historic district established in the city of Port Huron, and has led to some really, really great improvements in the area.
Now, when the grants and all that was going on, there's a family that lived down there, the bankers, who I know they did substantial. You mentioned about the porches being put back on and all that. Were those city grants? Do you know? Were those state grants through the historic preservation, or how did that work financially? Do you know?
Most of those were city grants. I actually at the time was not eligible for any of the grant monies at all. That was due to my unfortunate decision to run and be on city council. It voided me from being able to take advantage of any of the grants. So I never studied them in depth. I believe most of those were administered by city.
Okay.
They would have been CDBG funds or home funds that would have come through state and federal grant monies. They're also, with a historic district designation, with improvements you do to the home, you can get tax credits on your state federal taxes. And I know some people have taken advantage of that. And the beautiful thing of that is it doesn't even have to be historic type renovation. So we had someone whose sewer line actually collapsed and some other things happened. So the whole trenching and everything, that was all part of improvements to the house. So that all went into the hopper as total dollars for improvement. So it actually, they were able to recoup some of that, which was great. And it just helps to preserve and continue to beautify the area, preserve the homes, which I think is one of the greenest things we can do. You know, we've got a lot of old growth timber in these houses. They're incredibly sturdy. They've stood the test of time. I know the windows in my house are, you know, were put in, you know, in 1872 and are still functional and operable. And I don't know of many other building products that you can make that claim.
So that was the past. Let's talk about what's currently going on in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I know there've been a lot of renovations going on. Think the neighborhood's really starting to look good again, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I've noticed that in the last 2 or 3 years, there's been a new catalyst. We've had some new families move in. We've had a couple people actually choose. Yourself,
yes,
for example, is one of them, has made the neighborhood as our neighborhood of choice. They actually specifically sought out houses in the Old Town area. A lot of the excitement, the renovation that's going on in the downtown area has spilled over into the Old Town District. We're one of the closest walking neighborhoods to downtown. My wife and I do that quite often. We'll ride our bikes or walk downtown for dinner or drinks, and it's just very, very nice to be that close. So, yeah, I'm seeing a new interest. I'm seeing, you know, some new roofs popping on houses. I know myself, I just did a huge major bathroom renovation in our house and some other things. And I'm looking to add yet another bathroom to the house. So it's, I'm seeing people invest, you know, quite a bit into their homes again.
And I think the investment is the most important part, because when you invest in a structure like that, you increase its property value. Mm-hmm. When you increase its property value, theoretically, you increase its sale value. And when you increase its sale value, you increase its tax value. And when you increase its tax value, everybody wins, isn't it? Don't you think?
Absolutely. All that's true. And that's, you know, if you think about that on the city side, the city, of course, needs the property tax dollars to keep functioning, keep going. We have police, we have fire. We have roads that need repaired. We have trash pickup. We have all the various elements that make up the city. And Port Huron, being the main city, the capital city in our county, you know, we have a lot of the services here that don't necessarily pay the taxes,
right.
And so we need the tax dollars. So it's highly important that the housing stock in Port Huron increase in value, increase in its attractiveness, and Port Huron and the city of Port Huron becomes the desired place to live and work and play. Yeah, I'm in our community.
Now, you and the neighbors kind of united together and to have a zoning change done in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and which kind of explained to me, because a lot of folks still really aren't quite sure the R1, R2, commercial, what is that? Can you kind of clarify that a little bit for
us? Absolutely. A number of years ago, one of the things we talked about 20-some years ago when the city kind of focused in on the neighborhood, one of the things that happened was the they call it downzoning. I would refer to it as upzoning, actually. So where the area was listed as multifamily. So it was common for someone to come in, an investor to come in, to buy one of the large houses, chop it all up into apartments, and that was all fine and everything. So is how they looked at it. Then they started realizing that these houses weren't meant for this density of population, nor was the infrastructure of this area designed for that. There's too many cars, too many people and all. And so the city actually changed the zoning from a multifamily zoning to an R1 zone. And an R1 zone is simply one or two family housing. So any new projects had to be either single family or two family houses. If a home sat vacant for a number of months, if you had a four-unit house that sat vacant for a number of months, it would have to be converted either to a single-family or two-family home. And that did happen to a couple of the houses where they got converted. And again, the city would say downzoned, I would say upzoned, and all. And so the next logical step was to go from an R1 district, which is single or dual family in a home, to an R district, which is simply single family residential. Mm-hmm. And part of the catalyst to that is that we had someone want to actually insert a commercial or CBD zone into the R district. And so that kind of mobilized us a little bit as well, mm-hmm. Trying to preserve the more neighborhood feel. And again, that's what we're seeing. I'm seeing, it's wonderful having a large front porch on a house.
Sure.
So almost every night, my wife and I sit out and on the porch. It's kind of our evening entertainment. And look, and now I've got little kids riding their bikes up and down the sidewalks. We've got different things going on, kids playing in the street. I see some, a little bit of basketball going on here and there. And so we're seeing a new influx of younger families coming in with kids. There's a lot of excitement going on. And it's just been great.
Well, I think what's really exciting about our neighborhood and where we live is the development that is going on downtown. You know, the lofts are filled now. The apartments in the area, it seems that the kids who are coming out of college now, who are coming and working and taking jobs downtown, they like to walk. They like to ride their bikes. And they have money to spend. And if they can't find apartments there, the hope is they're going to start looking towards to buying a smaller house. I know we have a new neighbor, Caleb, who's here. Caleb mm-hmm. just bought a house close to our area there that he's planning on redoing and bringing its historical value back in. And that's exciting. And so I think for us as neighbors, Jim, we can sit and look and say, in 5 or 6 years, this is going to be back to be kind of the neighborhood it originally was maybe designed to be, mm-hmm. that there were families there that were close to downtown, with our homes, obviously way before the automobile. So people who worked there were the business owners and they had to be close enough to be able to walk down to their businesses. And so I think the changes that are going on in the Old Town District are really, people need to know about it. People need to know that there's exciting things going downtown. This is not the air quotes red zone anymore. This is not when I was growing up in the 80s, where you just, you left signs stuck on your window. Please do not break into my car. There's nothing in here worth value to keep, these are the things that were going on down there. And that's changed a lot. Is there anything you guys have got going on or anything that to kind of maybe bring attention to this a little bit more to bring people down there?
Other than, promoting the neighborhood a little bit more. I know, Chris, you've got the porch concerts coming up, which is a great thing. In the past, we've done historic home tours, and that was a wonderful thing for its era. We did that 6 years in a row. The porch concert, I think, is kind of the next evolution of something like that, where, again, it's something to come down and look at the area and see what's going on. Other than that, I can't. I guess I've been talking to the city too about restriping some of the streets and, mm-hmm. and doing some things, creating an absolute bike path or defined parking areas. So we've been discussing that about how to do things. So I am really looking forward to when that comes to fruition. Possibility of banners announcing Old Town, along the street lights that we have. We've done some flower plantings. We've done that in the past too, and so that every spring the tulips all come up. And again, just trying to beautify the area and bring attention to it.
It's really about curb appeal, isn't it? And people feel safe and drive through and say, oh, what a nice, you go to other communities through there, some of their historic districts, and you're like, wow, these homes are like dreams. I can only dream to live in a place like that, And that's what I think our hope is with Old Town in that area, is to make it that way again. You brought up the porch concerts, and this is a good time to just real quickly, talk about that. The porch concerts is a neat way for people to come to sit in front of a beautiful old house and listen to an hour worth of music, then pick up their lawn chair and go sit in front of another beautiful old house and listen to another hour of music throughout the day. This will go on to five different porches. And the hope is that people will come down who maybe haven't been in that from the south side of town, maybe haven't been in the Old Town District before, you know, in a few years, and look and say, wow, this is really beautiful. I would feel comfortable if my son or daughter were working downtown and they elected to move into this neighborhood. James, thank you so much. Thanks so much for coming out here this morning and talking with us. I think everything that we're trying to do, and I think with the city's help, we've got a really bright future. And it's because of you and Michelle and my other neighbors that have that are really making it that way. So thanks again for
having me. Thanks very much, Chris. Thanks for having me here.
My name is Chris Troy, 1380 WPHM, filling in for the one and only Paul Miller.